If you want to attract someone's attention by giving them this special look you've practiced a lot, don't be discouraged by them not paying attention. On average, it takes 3 attempts before people will be able to read any sign you make. You can literally read minds if you pay attention to the direction people look at when they're thinking. If they look down and to the left, that means they're in the middle of some inner monologue and deciding on something. Similarly, people will look down and to the right when they are trying to remember something or using their imagination. I passed an exam today, and I passed another exam today. Small difference, but pay attention. One word means a lot. This "another" shows the person wants to demonstrate how good they are at something, or they're just bragging. Want someone to be easy on you? Raise your eyebrows. It's a sign you are vulnerable right now and need protection. People will react accordingly to that. People will copy your body language if they like you and want you to like them back. Try some characteristic postures and gestures during a conversation. If they mirror you, you're on the right path to win them over. Posture will give away everything about the confidence of a person in front of you. Straight back and lifted head means ambition and high self-esteem. Crouched position and downward look means the opposite. If someone clearly remembers some little thing about you, even you don't care to remember, be sure this person likes you a lot. If during a conversation, a person pushes aside any object standing between you and them, this conversation is really meaningful to them. When we're clumsy and making mistakes, we are cuter and more attractive, and subconsciously we know that. If someone gets clumsy around you, they desperately want to trust you and get closer to you. If people ask of you small favors, they trust you and want to build trustworthy relationships with you. It works like a small investment into something big, and you can use it too. People like those people they once helped with something. Start a conversation with a person you like, then nod and smile after a specific word you use. If they start to use this word more often too, your feelings are mutual. If someone's angry at you, the natural reaction is to stay away. But try to do the opposite – stay close. The closer you are, the harder it is for the person to be angry at you. Check if someone's secretly watching you in a crowd. Just yawn. It will make them yawn too, because yawning is contagious, and even more so if it comes from a person we pay a lot of attention to. Make a small comment on someone's appearance as soon as you meet them. It doesn't have to be a compliment, and it sure doesn't need to be a critique. A comment on eye color will work like a charm. You will instantly grab their attention, and they will remember you.
If you want to be the master of your dreams and make them more vivid and easy to control, you have to start playing video games. The reason is that both video games and night dreams represent alternate realities. This is the belief of Jane Gackenbach, a psychologist at McEwen University in Canada. That's why those who can control their game environment often transfer this ability to their dreams. Do you want another excuse to play games? You can use your gamer experience to control nightmares. It's hard to believe, but people with road rage tend to have a higher number of bumper stickers on their cars, regardless of their content. A group of researchers led by psychologist William Zlemko at Colorado State University in Fort Collins investigated the issue of road rage accidents. They came to the intriguing conclusion that people with a large number of stickers were more likely to engage in road rage. And such stickers, surprisingly, predicted angry behavior better than the value of the car, its make, or its overall condition. If you want to make a conversation last longer but don't know what to say, ask your conversational partner a question. After you've heard the answer, keep looking at them without saying a word. Your partner will keep on talking to avoid silence. Hit the like button if this works! In 2011, a Dutch study published in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology saw the light of day. According to this research, silence becomes especially awkward if it disrupts the flow of conversation. A silence as brief as 4 seconds can affect the self-esteem of the interlocutors, making them feel anxious, rejected, and less self-assured. In fluid conversations, even awkward remarks might go unnoticed and not disrupt the smooth conversational flow. The color of the walls in your office can affect how productive you are. That's according to Angela Wright, a famous color psychologist. Angela has created the scientifically tested Color Effect System and written a well-received book on color psychology. According to her findings, if you want a stimulating, mind-energizing environment, blue is the best color for you. Combining blue with orange will not only make you productive, but will also make your mind and emotions more balanced. This is an ideal combination for people who do mind work all day. Psychologists in Edinburgh randomly lost 240 test wallets on different streets. They found that the wallets containing a picture of a cute baby were 88% more likely to be returned to their owners. This happened more frequently than the return of an identical wallet containing a picture of a happy family, an elderly couple, or a puppy. By the way, the puppy made 53% of people return the wallet, the family had 48% returns, and 28% of people returned the wallet with the photo of the elderly couple.
If the person you're talking to closes their eyes while it's your turn to speak, let them talk. They want to say something important. When people squint at you while you're talking, it's either because they don't trust you or want to ask you some questions about what you're saying. To avoid feeling secure or lonely, offer help to someone who needs it. Whenever you feel stressed or anxious, writing down your thoughts will bring relief. When we think someone likes us, we tend to like them as well. Smile when you meet someone new to ensure they'll remember you later. To give a person a subconscious message that you trust them, tilt your head a bit. If you want someone to do something, give them the illusion of choice. Maintaining eye contact just a little longer than most people do instantly increases your charm. If you show someone that you're open to both sides of an argument, that person is far more likely to trust you. In a handshake, a palm facing up means a humble person, a palm facing down, a dominant one. Only those who are absolutely confident in the moment or feel superior stand with their hands behind their back. If a person holds their hands together, it means it'll be very hard to reach an agreement with them. To build a strong relationship with anyone, emphasize your shared values and opinions. If someone's having a joke at your expense, make them feel uneasy by asking them to explain what's so funny about it. Slightly lifting your eyebrows when meeting someone new can make them feel like they already know you. Tightening lips may be a sign of distaste or disapproval. Hands on hips usually mean aggressiveness or readiness for action. All you need to do to appear more charming is ask someone to ask more questions. It's scientifically proven that exercise instantly puts you in a good mood. If you feel stressed out, spend some time in nature to unwind. If you're ready to blow up, count to 10, then back to 1, and smile. Writing down your goals can help you stay committed to them. When dealing with distractions, don't rely just on your own willpower. Eliminate them as much as possible. To make your friend carry your stuff, just hand it to them while talking about something that interests them a lot. Handy trick on moving day. You seem more attractive in the eyes of others when you're making minor mistakes or being a bit clumsy. If someone is touching their neck, it could be an instinctive attempt to protect themselves. They're clearly feeling uncomfortable. Touching the nose is a sign someone is lying to you. They must be checking if it's growing Pinocchio style. Picking their nose means they have a booger and it's bothering them. Okay, I added that one, but it's true. Hiding hands during a conversation is like hiding something they don't want you to know. Is someone running their hands through the hair? Ooh la la, they're flirting with you and feeling really comfortable in your company. Playing with hair and holding it isn't too good though. It may be an attempt to fill an awkward pause or soothe the nerves. Picking imaginary hairs from your sweater is a displacement gesture. Someone isn't happy with what you're telling them, but they won't tell you directly because they're afraid to offend you. Drumming fingers on the desk is instinctively trying to make yourself busy with something when you're impatient or frustrated. Rubbing hands together is a positive sign. It's like saying, "I hope we'll both benefit from each other." If a person is giving you a glove handshake, taking your wrist in their free hand, they're showing that they are trustworthy. If someone is putting their palm on the top of your hand, they're showing you sympathy. That's if they do it instantly, though. If you've been shaking hands for a while and then they decide to put their hand on top, it's a way of showing who's the boss. Holding someone's hand from below is like telling them you're always there for them. In case a person is invading your private space and casually touching your elbow, forearm, or other body part during the handshake with a free hand, it's a sign they really need company. You decide how to react to it. Speaking of handshakes, have you noticed how you normally do it? Let me know in the comments. So, you're talking to someone, and they suddenly lean towards you. That's a really good sign, especially if their hands are open with palms facing up. This is an instinctive attempt to connect with you. If a person is leaning away, that's just the opposite reaction. They don't want to get close and personal with you. If they're doing it while sitting, they also must be bored with the conversation and uncomfortable with you. It's a twofer. Want to get away? Are they standing up straight with shoulders proudly pulled back? This power position is a way of saying, "I'm the boss." It's like taking up as much space as you can to show your significance. Slouching is the opposite. You fear to take too much space because you're uncertain about your role in this conversation. Word to the wise, stop slouching. People with good posture are better liked and more often promoted. When a group of people are laughing, each person looks at the individual he or she likes the most. After a good joke or in the middle of an interesting discussion, every person instinctively looks at the person they like the most. This is because they want to make sure that the object of their desires approves of and shares their sense of humor. So, in order to find out everything about a group of friends, get a few really good jokes ready and watch everybody like a hawk. Your observations might turn out really surprising. The anchoring effect. People feel it's much easier to evaluate something if they have the original price, even if it's wrong, as kind of an anchor. It's often used by stores. For example, you wouldn't buy a blouse for $300 in your right mind. However, if you see it originally cost $1,000, you'll think it's a sin to miss such a great deal, even though the initial price might be invented. We tend to see our memories as small movies or video clips. Things that lie on some shelf inside our brain, safe and unalterable. But as it turns out, recollections of past events change every time they pass before our mind's eye. Their content is influenced by memory blackouts and by events that took place in the more recent past. For example, you don't have clear recollections of all the people who attended a family get-together a couple of years ago, but since your aunt never misses events of this kind, your mind eventually includes her in the memories, even if she was absent on that particular occasion. Chew on something when you're nervous. Before an important conversation, a public speech, or another event that makes you nervous, you should try to chew some gum or even eat something. A 2011 study at Tokyo Medical and Dental University concluded that the chewing motion greatly reduces feelings of anxiety. The thing is that nobody eats when they're in danger. So while you're chewing, your brain thinks it's safe to relax. It sends a signal that relieves tension and helps calm you down. You're basically tricking your own brain. The same Tokyo research explains that some ancient Mayans and Greeks who used to chew on tree resin were less tense than their peers who didn't share this habit. Oh, maybe this is where the expression, "she really chewed him out," came from. Wow, that would make her a stressed-out cannibal. Okay, maybe not. Deflection to the result. We often judge the correctness of a decision by the final result, not by the actions taken to achieve it. This effect is often used by those ads which concentrate you only on the final result, for example, on buying. So, if you're using a brand new iPhone, you cannot claim that the decision to spend all your money on it was right. If someone's trying to manipulate you, look at their forehead just above the eyes to avoid their influence. If someone is talking to you and keeps closing their eyes for a bit longer than usual, it means they're tired of the conversation and want you to go. When someone props their chin on the back of their hands, it's the perfect time to compliment them. because they're presenting their faith to you through this gesture. Putting a picture of some eyes on the wall in a public place makes people more willing to follow the rules. Clenching your fists for 90 seconds can help you recall information better. If you see someone rubbing their chin, pause the conversation. They're in deep thought trying to make a decision, so they won't pay much attention to your words. Nod slightly while asking a question to get a positive response you need. To end an unpleasant conversation, look your opponent in one eye, then in the other, and then at their forehead. If you feel like an argument's about to break out, start eating something. It'll diffuse the tense atmosphere, since your brain associates food with stability and peace. If you can't get a particular song out of your mind, solve some Sudoku puzzles. When meeting someone new, take a moment to memorize their eye color. This will help you maintain eye contact for the optimal period. To impress in a new relationship, choose an exciting activity for a first date that will give you both an adrenaline rush. If a person sitting next to you fidgets with their hands on their knees, it means they want to end the conversation. When in a crowd, look only at where you're headed, and people will make an effort to move out of your way. Shakira sings, "Hips don't lie." Apparently, neither do feet. If the tips of someone's shoes are pointed at you, that person probably likes you. So shake your hips. Just kidding. If you organize a meeting, schedule it at an odd time, like 3:17 p.m. People probably won't be late. The smell of lemons can boost your concentration if you work on a computer a lot. Keep a lemon-scented oil or air freshener on your desk. To show someone that you're a good listener, simply paraphrase their statements, but don't do it all the time. To beat jet lag after a long-haul flight, set your watch to your destination's time zone right after boarding the plane. If you want to win someone's trust, try to copy their gestures, posture, or facial expressions. Try to be either the first or the last candidate during a job interview to create a memorable impression. Doodling helps you memorize the information you hear better. To make your friend carry your stuff, just hand it to them while talking about something that interests them a lot. If you want someone to see you as trustworthy, share a small secret with them. And don't steal their wallet. To learn new information or a skill more effectively, explain it to another person. Decorate your workplace with red and blue objects. Red makes you more attentive, and blue stimulates your imagination. To make a positive impression when meeting someone new, make sure your hand is warm before giving them a handshake. When someone rocks back and forth from heels to toes, it means they're feeling anxious or uncertain.
Keep new bills in your wallet. One study found that the physical appearance of money influences our spending. People are more likely to give away those bills that look old, dirty, and worn out. Try to keep new bills in your wallet and deposit the rest into your bank account. Procrastinating can be good. Before clicking the Complete Order button while shopping online, you can try to close the website and leave it for a few hours or overnight. You might even forget about the items you chose, which means you didn't really need them in the first place. You can do exactly the same thing in the physical store by putting the item back and taking a short walk away from that store. Avoid long interactions with sales staff. Positive interactions with customers are carefully followed by many retailers. The more sales associates interact with their customers, the longer they make them stay in their store, and the more likely those customers will buy more than they intended. Knowing this, you can now try to reduce these interactions to be as short as possible, or just don't interact at all. Try to leave your bank card at home sometimes. One more study reveals that consumers are more likely to spend more money if they pay with their debit cards than if they pay with cash. When we pay with cash, we see the amount of money we spend and hand over to the cashier. Makes it a lot more painful. You don't get that effect when paying with a plastic card. Check out as a guest. When shopping online, avoid registering a new account and having them save your bank account data. Saved information means that buying can be done in just a few clicks. That convenience can trigger an impulse purchase. If you proceed with your purchase as a guest, you will need to enter your card number and other information, which means there's a chance you might get lazy, not want to go look for your card, and eventually avoid ordering. Check the reviews on expensive items. Buying expensive things on impulse and then regretting it might be very painful. To prevent this, you can try to check online and see what others are saying about the pricey thing you intend to buy. Sometimes you might find out that most of the other customers ended up being unhappy about it, so you probably shouldn't spend your money on it either. Keep a mint in your mouth when entering a store. Retailers use a special strategy called scent marketing to make the shopping experience more pleasant for their customers. They use scents like bergamot, vanilla, white tea, or bamboo to trigger guests to spend more money. Mint-flavored candy or chewing gum can overpower the aromas around you and help you not spend more than you intended.